We're learning here, it's now December 11, 2012, the third day of Chanukah, Chav Zayin Kislev, Tavshanayin Gimel. I would like to spend some time this morning on the Peirush of Tfilas HaNisim, specifically from Lohaydes Ulahalel, the Peirush, the Sefer from Rav Shlomo Brev de Shlita, Shavuot Shleim Shlomo Leib Ben Miriam. We're going to start, we already saw this once before, we're going to go through it again inside together. And we start from Bimei Matisyahu, page Lama Gimel. Bimei Matisyahu ben Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, Chashmonai, Ivanov. In the days of Matisyahu, the son of Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, Chashmonai, and his sons. Hinei Mashem Marichim B'Shemes V'Tayarim, Shelach Chashmonai Magdoshim. This that we have a lengthy discussion of the names of the Chashmonaim. In other words, we could have just said Bimei Chashmonaim, or Bimei Bayi Sheni, because we know this took place during the second Beis HaMikdash. Why do we say in the days of Matisyahu, who the son of Yochanan, Kohen Gadol, Chashmonai, and his sons? Yeishlam al-pi ma'a shekasev b'medrash. We'd like to answer this according to that which it says in the Medrash. Shemisha kaifer b'toivasa shel basar v'dam, who wasi lichbar b'toivasa shel makam baruchu. A person who denies the kindness of a basar v'dam, he's kaifer. He denies the kindness of a basar v'dam, of a human being. Asi lachbar, he will in the future deny the kindness, the good act of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the good acts of Hashem. V'hiviyu raya mipara melech mitzrayim shekafer b'toivas basar v'dam. And the Medrash brings a proof to this statement from Paro melech mitzrayim, k'nash shekasev in Shmai Salaf Ches, it says, Asher lo yoda es Yosef. Paro said, I don't know Yosef. Who's Yosef? Never heard him. Sorry. Let's Google him. You know. Yesterday, I was telling my students that we don't realize the influences, how things influence us from the outside world. And this is exactly what the Yevanim wanted to do. And I gave them one example. I have a laptop in front of me in my class. And I said to them, I'm going to say something. I'm going to make a statement. You tell me where it's from. So now this is a girls' school. So it took him a few seconds. I said, I'm going to say something. You tell me what it is. You attach it, right? I said the words, and excuse me for saying the base medrash. I said, just do it. It took a few seconds, and they said, Nike. They said, if you were in the boys' school, they would have got it faster. Okay, you're probably right. I said to them, you know what Nike is? You know a little swoosh? You know what is Nike? It's the Greek god of sports.
That's right.
The Greek god of sports. Now, I said, I believe this is correct. They're, oh, no. I gave the computer to one of the students. Now, Google doesn't lie. All right? They type it in. Right, Greenspan. You know everything. I said, no, I don't. But the Google knows everything, right? No, they don't either. But that's what came up. We don't even realize.
Really? The name Nike means Greek god of sports? They use it after the race?
Something like that, some reference to it. I maybe we'll call it, I don't know. How do you say it in Greek? No call. I don't know.
I never knew Nike.
You knew this, right?
Yeah,
show me. He speaks Greek. He reads Greek. I don't know. He teaches Greek. Well, to me, it's Greek. But right, I couldn't avoid it. I'm sorry. But these are little influences, which we'll get to in the next page, about what the Yevanim were trying to do to us. Right? If it's Kedai just to come for that alone, right? Shlomi, you like that one, huh? Okay. So what did Paro do? I said, Loyod is Yosef. He couldn't find, who's Yosef? What do you mean Yosef? Also, Atzma Kilo Loyod. He made himself like he didn't know Yosef was. Yo, who was Yosef? Yosef saved the whole time Mitzrayim. At the end, he denied the Chesed of Hashem. Moshe Benu says, I'm a messenger from God. You have his nation. They are slaves. By you, Hashem says to feed them. I'm sorry, who's Hashem? The Medrash says, what did Paro do? He played shtick. He did Google. He spoke to all of his officers. He says, look in all the libraries. Pull out all the books. This is the Medrash says. Fine, look for the name. I don't know. God of the Jews. What comes up? They do a search. Says the Medrash. They did a search. Nothing, sorry. No. So, okay, listen, you must got the wrong address. Go somewhere else. K- Can't help you here. That's what the Medrash says. Mi Hashem? Who's God? I should listen to this. God of the Jews? What are you talking about? It's as if he made himself that Hashem did not create him. And Hashem does not support Paro and Mitzrayim every single millisecond. Because the attribute of showing appreciation is his gabrus and neshama, is the strengthening of the neshama, the soul over the body. However, when a person becomes so physical that the physical body, nefesh habahamis, rules over him, he doesn't recognize any good that happened for him. As the mission tells us in Pirkei Avos, Sheli Sheli V'Shelcha Sheli Rasha. A person that says, this is mine, that iPod is mine, iPhone is mine, that sweater is mine, nice sweater, thank you. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is mine. Who's that? That's the Rasha. Sounds ridiculous. Like, come on, who would say something like that? You know who says something like that? You ever get cut off? You ever drive, and the person cuts you off, not because he made a mistake, not because he makes a mistake, because it's his. The Mishnah says a person is obligated to say the world was created for me. So he must have learned this Mishnah. The world was created for me. That's not what it means, obviously. But unfortunately, people feel such a way. The world's created for me. So if I have to get into the other lane and you're there, you better move aside because I'm coming. Whether I'm in my smart car, my Mini, or my SUV. Okay. In all reality, this comes from the person being a Megushim Dik person. What does Megushim Dik mean? Gashmius, physical. Because the world, Shali Shali, what's mine is mine, Vishalcha Shali also, and yours is mine also. The way to come to show appreciation, as the Medrash tells us, call on the Neshama Talakah, all of the Neshama, the soul shall praise you, Hashem. I'll call Neshima Neshima Talakah. For every single breath a person takes, he will praise you, Hashem. Hu lahargish hu lahakeh b'chol atzmaisav. Taiv is boss of Adam. A person has a step number one is appreciate the kindness of people. He has to appreciate, Hakar said Taiv, what did this person do for me? Acknowledge it, appreciate it. That's why we have to thank Hashem for all of the chesed that He did for us. He saved us. All the miracles, the nisim, the wonders that He did for us in the Neis of Chanukah. What do we do? In order to come to this appreciation of Hashem, we first come to thank people. When you come to thank the people who were Moitz and Nefesh, the Chashmoy Noim, they literally gave of their lives to protect us, to save us, to save Klal Yisrael. As I've quoted the Ramban, Il Molei Heim Nishtachu Torah Yisrael, the Ramban in Parashas Vayichi tells us, if not for them, we would have lost the Torah. That's where things are headed. I mean, what would happen right now if there were people coming right now, grab me, and start dragging me out? I'd assume, I hope. I'd hope, thank you.
At least I would.
Okay, I appreciate it, thank you. Thank you, Shlomi. Okay, but what happens if they come and start grabbing all of us? Okay, that's good, that's true. They don't know that, right? They've got a lethal weapon, right? Now, but the problem is, what happens if there are too many of them? And they're armed. That's what it was by the Yevanim. This is exactly what happened. The Rab Me'ad Me'atim. I think as I'm saying this, I think our blood is a little getting a little aroused now, right?
Yeah.
Okay, no one's coming through the doors now, right? Don't worry about it. I'm not a Navi, but don't worry about it. We have to understand that it was a reality. It was a nace. Unfortunately, I will tell you my mistakes as a child growing up in kindergarten and the first grade and go through all the system, Baruch Hashem, and the yontifs are joyous. And there was a bad man, Paro. There was a bad man, Haman. There's a bad man, Antiochus. Always these bad people. It's not our piece over here right now. But we have to understand, it's not the bad men who cause the problems. The Bach tells us that the Kohanim were Misrashel and Avoida. The Kohanim were learning Zrizus and Mesius Sharm, the Kohanim were lax, little lax. I wouldn't say it, but the Bach brings it down. That they were lax when it came to serving Hashem in the base of Mikdash. There were other Aveiros taking place. And it's Mida K'neged Mida. Hashem runs the world measure for measure. Hashem says, you're not doing the service properly, I will take it away. Why did I say someone comes in here and starts pulling us out of here? Because when something has something ripped away from him, then we fight for it. But when things are nice and easy, then we're comfortable, complacent. I'll get to it when I get to it. And I see it all the time with my children, the little children, when they might not be playing with something. It's rightfully theirs. They might not be playing with it, but then when a different little sibling comes along and grabs it, that's it. It's all over. I don't know for who, but it's all over. Wait, you weren't playing with it. What's the big deal? You know, I have my 3-year-old. She runs full steam. Abba, Abba. Yeah, yeah. Let's put it high up so they can't get to it. You know, now, that's what they're concerned about. If it's high up, you can't play with it also. That doesn't matter. Put it high up so they can't get to it. We have to realize that the Yitzhahara is on a constant basis. We're not learning the Mesillas Shalom here, but the same point. Because like I tell my students, and we're learning now as well, in a different format, the battle of Hanukkah is still around. In fact, in this generation, it's so strong that we don't even realize the enemy is out there. In regards to Hanukkah, they had decrees, very harsh decrees, that you can't keep Shabbos. What does it mean, can't keep Shabbos? You make Kiddush, they'll come and grab him out and kill him. This is exactly what happened. My mistake was, as a child growing up, is that the emphasis is not on the fact that there were real decrees. It's always a happy time, you know. Chanukah, what do you get? You get money from your parents, grandparents. Oh, that's a good thing. You get presents for learning well. That's what we have to emphasize this. The presents that we get is for learning Torah. It's not because of other people also give a presents. That's the mistake sometimes people make. The encouragement to learn Torah, unfortunately, the game dreidel, is sometimes like the chocolate chip. We don't make a bracha on the chocolate chip. Make a bracha on the cookie. It's mezainus on the cookie. The chip is to enhance the shehakol. Playing the dreidel, why do they play dreidel? Because the Greeks would come around and see if they're learning Torah, they would kill them. There's a decree, no learning. So learning Torah is our oxygen. We have to learn. We have to teach the next generation. They came and they were hiding, and the Greeks would come in. They would quickly pull out the dreidels and the tops and start spinning them. Oh, you're learning dreidel. Very nice. Unfortunately, the learning of the dreidel, the spinning of the dreidel today becomes the ikker, and then the like chocolate chip. Where's the learning? I'm not encouraging not people not to play dreidel, but we have to understand what's the ikker. What's the ikker and what's the tough? What's the main and what's the secondary?
Isn't it also that the half Torah, that's how the half Torah came about? Because we were
children. We weren't allowed to lay in the parasha.
So they would do
the half Torah, right.
Half Torah related to
right, and then they kept it around after the decrees were removed as well. That's true. There are so many decrees that we have to be thankful to Hashem that He gives us this opportunity to live in a situation where we carry our sefer and come in. And I want to tell you, a couple hours ago, I got a phone call. My car was ready. My wife was in the car. While she was sitting in the front seat, someone came by and smashed off the mirror. Okay? It's all right. It's only $150. Don't worry. Okay, no. No, they're not. They drove right off. Okay. What? I got it ready. It's done. Okay, next. Okay. They drove right off. Okay. Anyway. Fine. That's what the story is. What? That's not what I came to share with you. Okay. What I wanted to share with you is as follows. The gentleman who helped me out, he says to me, I'm Italian. You know, he sees I'm Jewish, right? It's not hard to figure that out. And he says, you know, I like the Jews. He says, you know, I'm Christian, you know. And he says to me, I have to be careful, someone turns around right that second, you know, I'm Christian. So he says to me, you know, we know that the Jews are the chosen people. And I said to myself, it's remarkable. He made a statement that the question is, do the Jews know we're the chosen people? That's my question. What does it mean to be the chosen people? There's malchus, there's dignity. When Chazal tell us that we are malachim, we are princes, we are kings. Why is it that when there's a prince in England, why is it such a big news over there? Oh, they think, what's going on in the world today? Who cares? Why? Because it's a prince, right? You know what I'm talking about, right? Yes, everybody knows. Because it's the prince and the princess. We have to remind ourselves on a regular basis, we are b'nei malachim. A king acts a certain way, talks a certain way. We are the chosen people. The greatest gift Hashem has ever given us is Talmud Torah, is Torah. So we are thanking Hashem over here. When we say the words, b'mei matis yo, ben yoichanan, koin godol, chashmonoi vonav, we're thanking the chashmonoim who first, we have to thank people, hakar satoiv, we have to show appreciation to those who gave of themselves to save us. Then that will lead us to thank Hashem. And the footnote over here, which we're not going to see it inside, I'll just tell you outside what he says, that in the mitzvah Lamed Gimel, in the Sefer HaChinuch, is the mitzvah Kibud Av V'Em. And the Sefer HaChinuch explains the same concept, that when we honor our parents, it's to come to show appreciation to Basar Adam, to human beings, who do so much for us. And then it will lead us to come to thank Hashem. The story popped into my head. My five-year-old, my Yisrael Yaakov, at the time when he was maybe two, I was sitting down in the kitchen feeding him some mango. You know, he's in one piece, cutting and giving another piece. Maybe it's three, I don't know. I said, Yisrael Yaakov, I said, who takes care of you so much? He's eating the juice, you know, it's very juicy. He says to me, Mommy. I'm thinking, I'm Abba. You know? I don't know, it was a little while later, the same scenario. Cutting the mango. I mean, he's right. Mommy takes care of him. But it was a funny thing. You're like, here I am. I'm cutting up the mango, feeding him. You know, who takes care of you? Mommy. I mean, the truth is, the Gemara says that a child is obligated in certain mitzvahs once they don't call for the mother anymore. You know, that's funny because 5 o'clock in the morning, my three-year-old is saying, I want Abba. I want Abba. I think like, wait a minute. Does Abba mean really in different language, mommy? But no, She needed to be covered up in the blankets. I have to train her. Take your blankets and pull them over. Baruch Hashem. So a little while later, I'm feeding the mango again, feeding my soyaka the mango. And I said, so who helps you, who takes care of you? He says, Abba. Okay. It's a good feeling, right? Now, we say these words, b'mei matis yo ben yoichanan koin go l'chashunai yivonov. Says Rav Revda Shlita on the bottom. The last four words on the page, Ki afal pi, shebederech klal tzorech ha'adam shiyu devarim, devarev tefila ketzorim. Normally, our words in davening are very short, succinct, straight to the point. We come mokim ba'akaris toiv, kol ha'marbe ha'marich ha'reiz ha'mashubach. In regards to showing appreciation, whoever is lengthening the discussion of appreciation is more praiseworthy. That's why we don't just say, we may buy sheni. Today is the second base of Migdash. We don't just say the chashmonoim. But what do we say? Bimei matis yo, liz matis yo, ben yoichanan, koin godol, chashmonoi yovanov. Moving right along, kisham de malchus yovan arisho. Page lamed dalid. When malchus yovan arisho, the evil nation of the Yavanim came against us. Says the Rev, the baruch alakeinu shibarun lech voidai. Blessed is Hashem who created us. Yes. Next page. Whoever is listening, and doesn't have a sefer, we try to be in touch with me and we'll work something out. Baruch Elokeinu Shebaranu Lechvaydai. V'evdilonim natoyim. Blessed is Hashem that created us Lechvaydai for His honor, and He separated us from those who go astray. V'nasalonu Torah Semes, and He gave us the truthful Torah. Ki anachnu ha'umah yichidah hayoidas. We are the nation that knows the truth about the Greeks, that they were evil. Because the Yavanim were very smart people. This we will give them, it's the truth. They're very wise. It says, as if they said to themselves, Tipshim hayu Nebuchadnezzar v'Haman. Fools! Fools were Nebuchadnezzar and Haman. Nebuchadnezzar bav v'hichir v'sarav has a bayis ha'gol l'beis ha'migdosh. Nebuchadnezzar came along and he destroyed the beis ha'migdosh. Binyan mufur mufursim ba'ilam, a beautiful structure which was known throughout the world. Val kein hu mechuna b'fi ha'briyos, he is known amongst the, in the world, roish l'machrivim, the head of those who destroy, the destroyers. Haman gozer hashmonis ha'nashim nashim v'taf v'chufu y'pesha v'yatsa shmoy ka'achzor godol. Haman, he decreed every single Jew, men, women, and children, old, young, should be destroyed. This was Haman's decree. And he went down in history as a cruel person. It's as if the Yevanim said to themselves, Anu, we, nase b'chachma v'arma, we'll do with chachma, we'll do with wisdom and trickery. Nashir is the base of Middash Kayam. We'll keep the base of Middash around. Rak nitami yosim bifnim v'nichnas bay as shikutsenu. We'll keep the base of Middash around. What are we going to do? We're going to put the poison inside of it. We'll put the poison inside the base of Middash. What is the poison? Avodah Zara. Put the avodah inside the base of Middash. V'nagid bo'ilam will go down the world to go down the world as in history. We'll go down in history as those who glorified and beautied and decorated the Beis HaMikdash by putting these beautiful structures there. The idols, Avodah Zarah. This is what the... It's as if the Yevanim said this, because this is what they did. When regards to Klai Yisrael, no Yinagzah, Nigzah, LaHashmin, Es Gufam. We're not going to destroy, decree on them to destruction, physical destruction. Ela nashirim b'chaim, we'll keep them alive. Rak netamei es nafsham b'chachmas yevanis. How are we going to destroy them? With the chachma, the Greek knowledge. We'll destroy their souls. We'll put the venom inside of them. V'nigzor al toiro mitzvos b'maslo shem misnagdim afriyim l'teva. We're going to decree on Teva, on the Torah, and the mitzvahs. You can't learn Torah. You can't do mitzvahs. As namas, as an excuse. What's the excuse? Shem is not the mafriyim Teva, because they are contradictory to nature. We, the beautiful Greeks, the wise Greeks, we believe in Teva, in nature. The Torah contradicts it. So we want you to understand the truth in life. This is what the Yevanim did. And they said, you can't learn Torah, because if you learn Torah, you can get lost. You get lost in life. We want you to have the truth of life. And it's very important to know this. Because Aristotle and his Talmud, Alexander the Great, Alexander Smogdon, as Chazal referred to him, spread this mindset across the world. That Teva, nature, is what rules. But not Hashem. Va'af im nani shaynamis la'ivrim al chukiseinu. And even if we will punish or even kill those who transgress our laws, like those who fulfill a bris milah, va'ashaynamis ha'shabbos, and those who keep Shabbos, misarvim l'shloyach hazbeneim l'batei sefareinu, those who refuse to send their children to our Greek schools, and we have to punish them and even kill them, we won't be viewed as cruel people. We will be viewed as those who bring light to the world with our wisdom. To this day, the Romans are known as barbarians. The little history that I know, the Greeks are known as philosophers, the scientists, intellectualism. That's why it's so important when we say this, the Ala Nisim. Kesha'am do malchisov and harishah, ukvardoshu chazal, chidekel. What is the word that in the Pasuk says in Bereishis, says chidekel? The Medrash tells us the word chidekel, zu malchis yovan. This refers to the Greek kingdom. Shayu gizeroisov, chadin v'kolin. their decrees were sharp, chad, sharp, vikalin, and light. Pirish kimoy reif mumche, like an expert doctor. Sheyochel hachnis machat legufa adam mibli l'shiagish kaiv. He's able to stick the needle into the patient without the patient even realizing the needle's in the body. Kach hayu gezeroisov shel malchis zavon ha'mechukamim. So too were the decrees of Yavon, that they were able to decree things upon us without even realizing the tumor, the danger, which is what exists today as well. The influences from society to just do it. Let's just finish this. And then we'll take questions, please. L'chein for Sames Malchus Yavon ad hayom hazeh, until this day, the Greek nation are known kimalchus toivo nevaino, like good people. But they gave so much to the world. V'rak onu, only us, mikabli ha-Taira, those who accepted the Torah, received the Torah, zoichim lo-havinus emes, we are merited to know the truth. Shemalchi zovin ha-Yisoh risho'a, that the nation of the Greeks were evil, and their goal was to destroy the Torah. And that's why Chazal instituted the word when the evil nation of Yavon came against us. The emphasis is on the word Rishah over here, because they're known as good people. But we know the truth. From the eyes of Chazal, we know the truth, what they really tried to do to us. We'll stop here for today, and hopefully we'll try to finish another time. Thank you.